welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host. And as always, it is a true joy to have you on the line. It's a true joy to actually be alive and awake at this time of the day on the West Coast. And I applaud all of you who are on the West Coast who are staying up late to watch things like Michael Phelps swim his last individual race in the Olympics, and then yet you make that decision, that sacrifice to being sleep deprived to get up on a Saturday morning and join us on the call. Now, those of you on the East Coast, it's not such a big deal to you. So I'm reminded of something Reed Nelson said a couple weeks ago at the first ever virtual expo, when we had 30, I think it was 37 of the 38 different Nikken marketing units tied into that same live event at the same time. The only country, the only marketing unit that was not represented was Australia. And to that, Reed said, "Wimps." I went, "Reed, come on, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You've got to cut them some slack." So on that note, it's 10 a.m. in Toronto, Ontario, which is where our guest is calling in from right now. So, Colleen, thank you for being on the line.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a nice hot, and I'm talking very warm, East Coast day. I'm over in the northern part of north of New York State. I'm a Canadian living in Canada and Ontario, so it's muggy.
Oh.
It is very hot and humid is the word. The operative word is humid.
Yeah,
maybe in the 90s.
Yeah, so I won't make you even feel even worse by saying that our humidity, I think, might have broke 60% yesterday at best. I don't even think it was that. It might have been down in the 20s or 30s. I can't remember. I don't watch these things because I don't really care so much. There's other exciting things to be talking about. Colleen is new to Nikken. You've been with us for how many weeks and days is it? It's not been
June the 4th was the official day.
So 2 months today. Well, welcome aboard on
your
2 month anniversary, your birthday here with us. And let's talk about, for because a lot of people on the line right now are now in shock, going, okay, why on earth is Vance having somebody who's brand new on the call when I've been with this company for 12 or 15 years? What are they going to have to offer me? Well, let's give everybody a little bit of your background so they know your history with this industry. Your title, actually, with Nikken, you're not a wellness consultant out in the field, but you are a corporate person. And you and Olga, your titles are what again?
We are basically national sales directors, both of us. I would say, you wouldn't put me at national, I'd be saying North America because it includes Canada, but I'm the English side of North America. So so basically I'd say North American sales director for Nikken.
Okay. And tell us why what led you to this point? And you don't have to go all the way back to what you weighed when you were born. We're not.
Okay, you don't want me to start there?
No, that's a good thing.
That's a long time ago. But anyway, thanks, Vince. I really appreciate everyone being on the call, and I'm so honored to be invited to this call because I've heard it's like this call that goes on every week, and everyone jumps on, and it's just so exciting to be a part of Nikken. But I've been here from June the 4th, and I think the little history of this department that Jonathan Hallstrom with Kirk Foley have created is a sales department. So I'm not sure if Nikken has ever had a sales department. I know you've always been driven by a marketing department who create beautiful magazines and brochures and e-newsletters and, you know, give you all the tools in which you can use to promote the business. But we're here to help you drive the business, help you support building the business. So this team that has been put together, and there's myself looking after the English, and I have I call it a business development representative, and his name is Christian Restrepo. And some of you may have spoken with him. He used to be in the distributor services side, and he's moved up to the next floor and is now supporting sales and building sales. So that's the one side, and then Olga Zamudio, she is in charge of the Hispanic division, and that is being actually driven with Marissa and Diana, who work with her at the office. And I'm located in Canada. Just if you look at the map, Lake Ontario, the river that's, you know, the St. Lawrence River that's running out, I'm right there. So I'm just north of Watertown, and Syracuse is a very close area for me. And Olga lives in Chicago. So these, and we're away from the office, so we have this great support team that's working with us. And so she's there to build the Hispanic division in North America, not South America, in North America. So this is for you, who's on the phone, that if you've come in contact with some, you know, new Spanish people that want to learn how to build a business, now you can plug them right into a whole training program. And I'm talking, they are starting right from the get-go, because there's never been people who can communicate effectively in the company, unless they were, you know, Hispanic leaders, that can actually teach people how to build a business. So now there's a whole training for even how to start with the business pack and how to, you know, write an application to get started, how to, you know, work mymeekend.com, how to learn about the compensation plan. So they're starting from scratch. Were you guys, most of you have been around for a while? You've had some great leadership, or you have some great leadership, not had, have some great leadership. And, you know, you guys have got the basics. And we're just going to be there to teach anybody who wants to learn. We've started with a wellness welcome to most people who have just gotten started. So we get a list of all the new people who have just started in the business. We call out and welcome them to the company. So that's something new for you, just to be aware. If you have signed somebody up, Christian will probably call you first, because we've come into the situation where we're talking to people who may be discount customers or our wholesale customers that are getting involved. So we want to make sure we're saying the right words to these people. So we're calling you first before we call your new people. So you'll get a call. You may get a message on your answering machine. So these are the things that are going on. I wanted to backtrack before Vance. I know I'm kind of running on. I need to set up what we're doing first, and I can go and tell you what my history is.
Right. Well, no, what you've done is absolutely beautiful and perfect, because you have just given every single person in North America, both what you and Olga are doing, given them direct access to somebody. If they can't get a hold of somebody above them, or they just would feel more comfortable leveraging somebody at Nikan, and this is what we've been trying to segue folks to for months now, even years, is connecting them with Nikan. Because what I would like to see is that exactly what you and Olga are doing. You're giving us the opportunity to not have to rely on, well, we use this system, or we use this method, or we're connecting people back to Nikan, because that's what we should be doing anyways. We connect them to Nikan to get the solutions that we're using and enjoying in our homes anyways, and then, of course, that's the way Nikan wants it to work. So why not have somebody like what you and Olga are doing, is that you are there to serve us. So here's some free advice to everybody listening. When you have somebody, or you have a group of people, and you want to bring Colleen in really quick, just to even explain in 30 or 45 minutes via phone, what are the basics of how to do this business from Nikan's perspective? How do we leverage the packs? Well, that's when you call Colleen, and she'll give her phone number out here in a bit, to set that up, and then you leverage her. That's what she's paid by Nikan to do. She's there to work for you. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're going to work with people who want to work. So, and it's really positive. We want to hear positive stories that are happening out there, what's going on. And basically, we don't want to hear somebody saying, my business isn't working. Your business will work if you want to make it work. It does work. We know that it works. We're kind of here to help you build. So, we're here to help the people who are out there working. And not everybody is in the same spot. So I always say we're something for everybody, in terms of, like, there's a lot of people that are recruited into North America that are not from, don't have an upline in North America. They may have come through Europe or South America or Asia or Pacific area. So you know, we're there for those people. We're also there for you in terms of the fact that Vance might not be around all the time. He's a very busy man. And sometimes you just urgently need to get an answer on something, and you need to run it by or bounce it off us. Is this the right direction? Do you think this is a good idea? We're there to listen. So you can call us and say, you know what, I've got something going on here. This is what I can't find Vance, but what do you think? What do you, you know, or if there's a tool that you think we need that you, it's not there for you to promote your business, we're there to hear what it is. I mean, we're all ears as well. We're not, you know, we're looking for building ideas, building solutions, anything that you think would work, we're there. You know, all ideas are good ideas, I think. And anyway, I was going to give you my background a little bit because I was trying to segue into why I'm here and where my background comes from, because it's kind of crazy saying, okay, yeah, you're doing this, but where do you come from? What do you do?
Well, most people have seen your picture because it's been on the website now for a full 2 months, both you and Olga, and so they know what you look like.
Yep.
So what went through my mind when I first was introduced to both of you was, okay, who is this fiery redhead, and what does she have to give to us? If she's the one assigned to work with us gringos, and Olga's taking the Spanish-speaking folks, then what does she have to offer? And that's why I contacted you. And so that's, you know, so tell us about your background.
Well, my background, I started in the direct sales or network marketing business, oh, goodness, about 16, 17 years ago. I was living in New Zealand at the time and looking for a job. And there was a company that had just landed in New Zealand, and everyone was talking about it, and it was called Herbalife. And I ended up being the first employee of in the New Zealand, not the very first employee in New Zealand, but the first distributor services person they hired. And it was funny because I was actually living in New Zealand, and, you know, I have a North American accent. In New Zealand, they thought I was actually related to the president and founder of Herbalife. So I, you know, the people always did what I told them to do. So it was kind of funny that I always remember that was, they used to say, are you related to Mark Hughes? Anyway, I started with Herbalife and distributor services, and that's what I did. I was customer service, small country, 3 million people. But, you know, at that point, it was one of those launches that set multi-level marketing history because we were selling $3 million a month worth of product to 3 million people. So I don't think in the history of any multi-level marketing they sold $1 per capita of population for a country. It's small, mind you, but it was a huge deal for New Zealand at the time. And what it did for Herbalife was started worldwide step of launching countries around the world. So I was the fifth country that they opened, and I just was on a path with them. I loved the business. I thought I'd landed in show business. I'd never seen anything like it. I was in awe of the people, in awe of the testimonials, loved how everything worked in this company, and I loved the roller coaster ride. And I used to say, if you don't like the ride, you better get off, because this is one big ride to be on, and it's fun. If you love that kind of thing, and I love roller coasters, there's ups. And the ups are never so high, and there's lows, and sometimes the lows can never be so low. But you know what? If you get to a low, you know you're going back up again, and there's going to be a high right around the corner. So I love the ride. I love this business. And I worked my way through with Herbalife. I did international expansion, so I opened up South Africa and most of Asia. And I was in Italy for a year, worked in Italy for a year with their group, and and eventually I ended up back in Canada again as director of sales and helped basically develop Canada. I was the only Canadian in the company, so they brought me back to Canada for about 6 years, developed sales in Canada until the South Pacific wanted me back again. And so I ended up back down in Sydney, Australia, laterally working at Southeast Asia. I was vice president of Southeast Asia sales and communications. And also they threw in India for me, just a small country to look after.
just a small group of a billion people.
That's all I had. I had a billion plus people. I probably had one of the biggest markets to look after. And very exciting. We had some adversity in Herbalife. I don't know if you know the history, but we lost our founder and president in about year 2000, and that set the company on a different course. And most of us who were in that vice president and president roles around the world, we got displaced. A new company came in to buy it, and they brought their own people in, and so most of us were set away. So over the course of years after that happened, you know, there was just a different pace and a different you know, thing. Everything was changing the company.
Well,
so it's all good.
And if I can throw in a little bit of, you know, tidbit of information, I remember when Mark Hughes died.
Oh, yes,
being part of the industry, and you can't fly into LAX, you know, and not see the Herbalife, you know, building right there. So anybody who's in the industry, kind of, you don't have to study all the other companies that are out there.
No.
But when the founder of a company passes away at age 44, you tend to take note of that. And especially a company like Herbalife that markets nutritional products that change people's lives. Much like Nikans do, that they're balanced, they're sound, and you'd have to be driving blind down any interstate or any highway and not see the Herbalife banners plastered all over people's vehicles. But the thing is, it works. And maybe we could, you know, as Nikan wellness consultants, come out of the closet and, you know, do a little more of that. But I think it's interesting, one of the things that you shared with me the other day, numbers-wise, statistically, and this is what I want people to understand, what you have to bring to us as wellness consultants. When you came on board with Herbalife, they were doing, what did you say, 450
million.
Million annually, and then 16 years later, fast forward, when you left, the company was doing how much?
$2.5 billion.
So that is five times the amount. And we're not talking going from, you know, $5 to $25. We're talking $450 million to $2.5 billion in annual sales. That is absolutely astronomical. Is that possible in the 38 countries where Nikan is doing business with the existing wellness consultants? Yes?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I've come to Nikan. It feels like home. And I think it's because of the 37 years of history. I came from, you know, Herbalife's an old company too, I call them the originals. You know, you got your Amways and your Herbalife and your Nikans, and you have similar compensation plans, which I love. These new compensation plans that are out there are crazy. I don't know how anybody understands. It needs to be simple, and it needs to be explainable. And this is, we've got a very simple, explainable compensation plan. You know, anyway, so I, you know, when I came and I just felt like, oh my gosh, this feels like where I've come from. It feels great. And you know what? With the 37 years of history, that stands today with so much weight. You have to know, you've got to go out there with confidence to say, if you're going to join a company, you want to look at the history. You want to look at the products and you want to look at the compensation plan, because those three things are what people want to invest in, and they want to know we're going to be around next year. There's so many companies out there that might not be around in the next 2 or 3 years that they think that they're the hottest thing out there, and they're not going to be around because they're not built on a solid foundation. There's a bunch of yahoos out there, you know, running the compensation plan changes every day. You don't want to be part of that. You want to be part of something that it just is solid and it's going to be here. And I just love the products. I think the products speak louder today than they would have 37 years ago. Everyone, and I'm talking every single person I speak to, after I speak to them, they want the product. They have never heard of this company. We need more people. Holy smokes, we haven't even got started yet. We need more people. There are towns and villages and cities out there that have never heard of us.
Colleen,
37 years.
You mentioned the fact that there are companies out there that their compensation or their marketing plan is you say it's just crazy because it's not simple and you can't explain it. Last week we had Judy Boger, Royal Diamond, on the call, and I'd mentioned to her at the time that in that month so far, more than in my previous, I was trying to think back, 8 or 10 years, but in 1 month I'd been prospected, or three different individuals had hit me up. Well, before the month finished, I got the fourth one. Four different people, and two of them are family members, and I was just cracking up, and then the other two just through via Facebook, but I never have been hit up four times in 1 month. And I thought, oh, my goodness, the network marketing is alive and well, and all four of these other companies, I'm going, this is craziness. Because the compensation plan, they emailed it to me because they wanted me to take a look. And I was very honest, and my response back to them was, if you get to another birthday, it'll be a miracle. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, and I'm not saying that you made a mistake. I'm just saying that if you see another birthday with this company, it'll be absolutely fantastic for you. And that was just my opinion. And I'm not an expert on the industry. I've been around it for the last 34 years now. I grew up with this industry. But what I find fascinating is your comment about the fact that there's other stuff out there, and they don't have what we have as far as what drives us, the solutions that Nikan brings to the table. Colleen, I want to ask you this. I want to focus in on going back to something I asked earlier or mentioned earlier, is that you're here, you and Olga's role as the national sales directors, being backed up by Christian in the office and in his team that I'm sure he's working with, is that you're really, really here to serve us and to help us understand. So if we have a question about phase one, two, or three, I think phase one is pretty simple. If we don't quite grasp that, I'm not saying that you're foolish or you're silly for not understanding it, but it's pretty simple. 4K to executive, at no more bronze position, and then 12K to silver, and maximizing that is a whole other side of it. But as far as phase two and beyond, it really only affects silvers and above. You were part of the developing team, I think anyways, that helped kind of, I'm not saying now we can know who to aim the gun out if we don't like it. But you helped put some of your fingerprint on that? On this whole
No, I have to say I didn't have anything. This was all probably finished and printed and ready to go when we got hired. It was kind of a great time to start with the company when they're changing changing things. But most of the people that I'm talking to around North America, especially I would say below platinum or platinum and below, most excited people in the company. They are so excited about this, all these changes. The silver thing has been a huge momentum builder. We broke more silvers last month than we've ever broken in ages. People are just excited to see their business moving and easier to go. I just think that if we building on the silver program, that phase one is really the driver. Phase two and three takes care of itself if you actually just work phase one. And I'll just tell you that. You just really need to focus in on just building your silver base. And we figure within 90 days based on, just finding three people who will buy a vital pack of some sort and using the 40% coupon to buy a sleep system in one calendar month and duplicating that to get those three to get three and doing exactly the same thing within 90 days, you would be a silver. You will have a silver.
And let me ask you this. When we're out talking to people, most of Nikan Wellness Consultants, and you'll discover this, most of us out there are not business-driven because we were introduced, and I'm saying 98% or better, of the wellness consultants were introduced to Nikan because of a solution. And we needed that solution to give us an experience because we were dealing with something, whether it was chronic or just something simple like an increase in energy, but that was our segue in. So how do we transition and really bring the business front and center so people understand that, hey, this is the real excitement about Nikan, or the real opportunity is not so much just something you're going to experience with the – we're not talking about a jug of juice or lotions and potions. Here we're talking about something that dramatically changes people's lives. How do we segue the business and get that right up front and center? What's your advice on that?
Well, You know, you guys, I mean, there's a lot of product, you know, being sold. And I one of the things I've noticed just since I've joined is that some of you tend to, are so eager to build the business side, which is a great thing to do, but you're losing a lot on the retail side. So hence we have a ton of wholesale one-off customers. My thought process on this is that we need to teach everybody that there are many areas of income, and this is just, and you know, I'm not trying to say some one thing is right and one thing is wrong, but I certainly see it. Somebody, you've done a presentation, they don't see an opportunity to join the company right away. They don't see it. I would not be giving these products away at wholesale. I would, for the sake of trying to get someone to start up, if they want to go on auto ship and they want something every single month, absolutely. You know, that's where a wholesale customer becomes your best friend. You want to build that auto ship really strong. That's where you put your 100 PV, you know, your 200. You know, if someone just wanted the skincare system, I mean, there you go. Right? Every month, you know, someone wants nutritionals or new skincare, fantastic, or, you know, the mag steps or whatever. Perfect for putting on auto ship. But the retail part, you know, if you've got to sell a sleep system and you're putting retail dollars in your pocket, you're actually earning some good money on our products, and you don't want to give them away. But what you can say at that point is, you know, if you find that this thing works for you and you're feeling really well and you want to share it with people, we have a business program that we can show you that you could make some extra money. And people are looking for that. And I think once they try the products, and you guys know this, I mean, I have someone who called me yesterday who is a customer who wanted to talk about the business plan. So there's people out there that are, they do feel a difference. They do want to share. They just don't understand how to work the business. So some people could be all retail if they had just one other person in their business doing the business like they do, and it's all retail. They're going to make $1 million. You know, you just, it's all about the duplication and expressing how easy it is to share these products. So first off, I wouldn't be giving the products away unless they're really thinking, yes, I want to do the business, because you deserve to make that money. You deserve to put that money in your pocket on the retail side. And the wholesale customer only comes in if they're going to go on auto ship. And then if you get a business builder, say, I absolutely see an opportunity, I want to join this business, and that's, you know, you can say, well, you know what, you're going to need a vital pack because you're going to want to share a whole array. You need to experience this program. You need to feel the difference. You need to sleep on our sleep system, you know, to be able to share these products with all your friends. So Vince, I don't know if I'm making sense here for you, but this is just a vision. This is what I've seen since I've been here, that this wholesale discount customer, we don't need to be giving our products away.
Well, you're making
the only reason we need to do that is if they're going to go on auto ship every
month. Right. You're making perfect sense, because I had to go through a complete paradigm shift 2 weeks ago on this very subject when I introduced a couple. The husband had bought, you know, nickel dime stuff from us before, a wrap, a power chip, a pair of insoles, a water bottle. Well, when I went over there to really focus on her, the wife, who has Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, her condition, she needs what we have so badly. And this has been going on for 2 years of trying to get my foot in the door for her. I really wanted to help her, and I said that several times. Look at Patty, I'm dying because you're dying. You're killing me, and because I know what we have could greatly help you. The long and short of it, I went over to literally, and I don't lend product very often. I mean, I can count on both hands how many times I've done it in 20 years. But I made an appointment to bring over a twin size pad that we weren't using and said, would you at least just nap on this? Because when I tried to give her a rollout 2 years ago, she said, oh, that's not good. That's too much energy. I can't be anywhere near that. She even told her husband if he invested in the sleep system, she was moving to the guest room with the cats.
Wow.
So she was afraid that the cats were going to get too much energy. I know it's crazy that somebody would think this, but she's been in this agony, in this literally this prison for the last 6 years, and she doesn't know how to get out of it. The long and short of it, I walked in with the demo bag on my shoulder with the twin pad in it and a pillow, And then in both my hands, I'm carrying our waterfall unit. I plop it on the counter and said, this is what our water unit looks like. We have the bottle, but at home, our whole family enjoys this. I said, Patty, my intention is not to sell you. I just wanted you to see this. We sat for the next hour and literally tested every beverage in her house because she asked. She wanted to see what the acid alkaline level was. She carries pH strips. She's always testing her own pH. She tested hers. She was acidic. She tested mine. I was alkaline. And she thought, huh. And I said, I haven't had anything to drink since I've been here. So how long have I been here? 20, 30 minutes? So that my body sold her and the results that we were experiencing. Here's what happened over the next few days. She ordered the waterfall right then and there.
Whoa.
Before it even arrived, she called me back. She called me a scoundrel because I made fun of all the beverages in her house, showing her what they were, what they were in. She bought another waterfall and an air unit and had it shipped to their house in Florida, where she was not even going to be for the next 4 or 5 months until the weather gets cold up here. And when it was all said and done, when I walked out of her house, I said, you know, Patty, if you would like to, some of these other people that you might refer to me, I would be more than happy to give you the profit. And she said, absolutely not. You have kids. I want you to have it. My paradigm shift at that point, Colleen, was realizing that this is a business.
Uh-huh.
She never asked for a discount. She never asked if there was a membership. I never offered it to her. And I don't feel bad at all from this point forward. If somebody doesn't inquire, the retail price is the price of the product. I love the phrase that you just used, one-off wellness consultants, and I'm guessing what you're meaning by that is they register, they pay their $60 to be a wellness consultant, they order one thing, and then they're off the system, they're out of the books, they're, that's it.
Yeah.
What a waste of $60.
Waste of $60. It could have been in your pocket if you'd retailed, you know. And my philosophy on discounting, and I'm just saying this, is that what it says to us, if we discount, it says we do not believe that our products are worth 100% of their value.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. It says, I don't believe that the products are worth 100%. I would stand tall on the fact that these products are probably they're the most amazing products on the planet. I am just in love with my waterfall. In love with it. It sits on my counter. I drink more water than I've ever drank in my life. I'm addicted. I don't know what's in it. Someone said, what's in that water? I said, I have no idea, but isn't it delicious? And I'm like, it's like the best water. I cannot go past it without filling up. Even my dog's drinking, you know, she's like standing there looking at the waterfall. She's a very smart dog. She used to look at the tap when she wants water. Now she looks at the waterfall unit. I think she's so smart. She knows there's water coming out of that. So anyway, I just love it. And I just think it's worth 100% of its value. And you work so hard to get the sale. Why wouldn't you keep the retail profit? That's what I'm saying. And also, it's just confusing it's just confusing us in the sales department because we can't figure out who's a distributor and who's a wholesale customer and who to work with and who to build and who to support. So I would say if we could make that big distinction, and that's not for our benefit. I'm just saying is that we came across when we started welcoming people to the business and do you understand how to build because they signed up. They're going, oh no, I just bought some products.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not interested, and we're going, okay, so that ended up being about 60%, letting you know that number, 60%. And I just thought, this is crazy. 60% of our people are not earning retail value on our products. And we have, and if we're not teaching that, I think we need to teach it. Teach all the aspects, because you know what, when someone gets started, that they can make some retail money, that's money directly in their pocket right away because, mm-hmm. while they're building.
Well, I crunched the numbers on simply that one waterfall when I started with my friend Patty. It's $132 for silvers, mm-hmm. and above that for that, you know, that sale, which is, you know, with sales tax and shipping right around $400, give or take, $132 right back into my pocket.
Right.
Me demonstrating and showing her with a little bottle of, you know, pH drops, a little tester drops, which if you don't have those yet, Focus on Growth can hook you up for $12, 800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508. Yes, I'm doing a commercial for them, because don't waste your time going on the internet and say, oh, I found them for $10 for a little bottle. Okay, you're wasting your time. 1-800-496-8508. Use those drops in combination with Rick Murphy's YouTube video.
And, well, that's the best video.
I mean, it's just, people watch it and they're going, okay, that makes sense. And I just read another article, and I'll make sure everybody has this, from a doctor that one of our brand new wellness consultants in Texas sent me. And the final thing that this doctor recommends when it comes to water, the whole article, this whole newsletter was on water, and she said every home out there should have a water filter in it, and the good ones start at $300. And I thought, oh my goodness, she just basically drove everybody right to the waterfall.
Did you see that article?
This is a generic article from a doctor, more of a naturopathic physician, I'm guessing, but it says MD, nice-looking gal, has her picture right there, but the whole article is about water, but it doesn't say the Neken waterfall, but when she says that the good ones start at $300, well, my cost is $299, so she's just saying, look it, that's, you know, I get mine for a dollar less than what she's saying that we should invest in. But she's just one source that validates what we have. And I don't want this call to be all about the waterfall, even though it's a simple solution for people.
Right.
Colleen, would you mind, or do you, how do you want people to access you, to leverage you and what you have to give for them?
Well, we've got a couple of avenues here. I think, you know, one of the nice things to do, especially with your new business builder, is to get on a three-way and call Christian on the hotline, just to introduce them to the company and let Christian do the little welcome, because he is going to, you know, what you want to do is you want to hold the hand of your new person and say, you know what, I need you on a three-way because I want to introduce you to some of these key people in the company that are going to help you build your business. And if you introduce on a three-way to Christian on the hotline, your brand new person, he's going to know who they are. He's going to walk them through, and he certainly will help with it. He's amazing on comp plan questions. He is so, you know, he's one of these guys that he doesn't know the answer. He drives him crazy that he doesn't know the answer. He wants to find out, and he will call you back. So he is one of those people that he wants to help, and he wants to help you build your business. So just, you know, a quick introduction. Let Christian go, hey, welcome, you know, let me tell you a little bit what we're doing here. And then it makes your person feel like, wow, this is quite the company, isn't it?
And
we've got a whole group of people who will support us.
Yeah, these are not people, this is not a retail salesperson that you just sold a pair of mag steps to. We're talking to somebody who you think, or they've made or suggestions, or they've shown some sort of life that they're interested in putting a few extra shillings in their pocket and actually sharing the Neken opportunity with other people. That's the person talking about.
Yeah, we're only talking to business builders, so people that are really serious and moving in the business. So yeah, no, we're the customer. That's your person. Those are your people. Those are you. That's your job. You follow up with them. You give them the greatest customer service ever. That's what you do. But no, we're there to help you. So
okay,
you get a new business builder.
What's the best way to get in contact with Christian? Is it a different?
Okay, Christian's number is 1-800. It's a free toll-free number, so anyone can call 1-800-669-8894.
And that's a new business line number that I've never heard mentioned before. 800-669-8894 are the last two digits. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, and his name is Christian, so he's the only one that answers that phone.
Okay.
So you'll be able to get in touch with him. And my number, I got a cell phone, which is an American number, which is, comes out of California, which is 1-949-491-4688.
491-4688. And I want to, you know, basically what I'm seeing here, Colleen, and not to play off of this, but I love the fact that Christian's got the Christian name. It's kind of like direct access to the Pope. You know, we don't have to go through a priest. We just go right back to the big dog. And then he, in turn, I'm guessing the way this is going to work is that he in turn will say, hey, you know, what you really should do, Pam Benson in Chicago, you need to get in touch with Colleen. And but let me explain to your brand new person, you know, Jim, right now, but you guys really should get Colleen to come to Chicago and work with you. And I'm guessing that's kind of how these things are going to play out.
Yeah, my it's really funny, you know, people, we were only announced like on one conference call. So if you weren't on that conference call, you didn't hear about Olga and myself. But most people did not, you know, there wouldn't be most, but lots of people did not know who we were and where we came from and how we're even going to affect their business. And it's been word of mouth. And I have to say this is really fun because it's always been sort of like the silver golds and even some of the platinums, but mostly in the silver gold area. It's been like a word of mouth thing that's gone through the, I call it a place, but it feels like the underground. I heard about you from Patty Boss who told Lori White and told, you know, and it just goes through and I'm starting to get calls. So it wasn't like it wasn't like a big influx of people that want, because most people don't really understand because we've never been around before what we do. But you just kind of have to call and experience. I don't know how to explain it. It will evolve. And already we're seeing more silvers. We're seeing more people getting involved. And, you know, and we're just trying to just get everything that VCAN has to offer out there. You know what I also noticed is we need to promote everything. This has got, there's so many promotions in this company, and I want a Facebook page. So if you want to be my Facebook friend, actually find me, Ken, Colleen Edwards, and you can just be my friend. And I post things. Yesterday, just before, I think it was Friday, I worked with a really lovely gentleman, and his name was Jim Rohn, and he was a good friend of mine. I traveled with him around the world with Herbalife, and I loved that man, and he had philosophy and words that they sit in my head. When I hear a quote from him, I can hear his voice, I can hear him say it, and I just love some of the stuff, so I posted that on Facebook. So there's things that I'll remind you of, like there's Peru opening, and we had some conference calls going on there. You will get that from me on my Facebook page. So there's lots of information, but I try and promote everything we're doing. You know, one of the things that we're really trying to drive home is our conference and our gold training in October. You know, there's only about 150 seats left, but there's tons of seats for the gold training, 50% off if you're silver and above. You need to promote that. That's going to be an absolutely fantastic training. The conference is going to be one day, but it's fabulous, and you're going to see what's going to happen. You're going to meet us all. It's worth getting there and finding out what we're doing for the next 12 months. Peru's opening. I can go through all the promotions. We got, you know, new products that are just being put out there. If you didn't hear the call, you know, you can order the Vital Pack and we'll send you the new products later on. So the Sleep, the Kenko Sleep Plus is now, you know, there's a new seat that's coming out you know, all sorts of great products. So you can go on your newsletter, but, you know, we have things that we have that we need to promote. And, you know, people are kind of going, oh, you know, even the silver training, this is another one of my things, you know. I was on a call the other day, and I said, you know, we've got a new silver training. The bronze training is gone now. The silver training one and silver training two has been re-recorded and is up on the website. It's on MeCanU, and you can go in and listen to that. But you know what? You also, when you bring someone new into the business, they get a coupon to go to a free silver training three program. And people forget about that. I don't know. It just seems to me like I would be driving everything to a silver training and grab your people and in your town and see if you can just get enough people and make it a, you know, that's what we all do. We all focus on in trying to get some silver, to get some silver training and use that training program to build your business and get people trained up. So these are just, I'm just throwing out all the promotions. People forget about them. I'm going to remind you. These are the things I'll be reminding you when you talk to me, too. Have you promoted this? Have you promoted that? It all helps in the building.
Well, you're doing exactly what your title exemplifies. You, as a national sales director, you're driving people to what promotes sales, what increases volume. And this is about sales. And if folks on the line right now, they don't want to hear about sales, well, they tuned into the wrong day. because that's exactly what this is all about. So, Colleen, I asked you for 30 minutes of your time. I've taken 40, a little more than 40, so I want to say thank you. I know you're not going to be a stranger. We're going to hear from you again.
Oh, yeah.
And again and again. And so I appreciate everything that you're doing and what you've already done in the first 2 months, and I'll tell you, we are thrilled. As a Nikan family, we're absolutely thrilled to have both you and Olga. We haven't had the chance of having Olga on yet, but we're thrilled to have you backing our act, so to speak, because we know out in the field when we're doing what we need to do, we now know that we've got an extra couple allies, and especially with having Christian and at the headquarters, the main office there. We've had people like that before, but not to this extent. So we are absolutely thrilled, and we appreciate it. We look forward, several of us, look forward to meeting you face-to-face in San Diego or before.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you again.
Thank you.
I will wish you a farewell until our next engagement, and enjoy the rest of the Olympics. And
yes.
Thank you again. And so I want to remind everybody, if you have somebody that you know could benefit from hearing what Colleen shared, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Or if something was shared that you want to go back and double-check your notes on, again, catch the recording. It'll be up later today. And, again, it's www.SaturdayAMLive.com is where that's at. So thank you again, Colleen.
Well, you're very welcome. Can I ask you all a wonderful, something that I would really love to get from you guys is really great stories. We want to hear from you guys. I want to post awesome stories, just like the one Vance told us this morning about this woman with her waterfall. Love to hear the stories.
So that's an encouragement, no matter how big or how little we think it is. On the Nikan website, it says, right, I can't remember what page it is, but it just says submit your stories here. And you just type them up and fire them off. And Nikan can let them edit it out or, you know, whatever they want to do with them. If it's too graphic or if it's, you know, whatever. Don't worry about that. Just get the story submitted. And I was looking at some this week. They're just absolutely incredible. So
yeah.
Thank you for that reminder.
Business and product stories, both. I want to hear from you. Oh, just let me, I'll give you my email address if you just want to fire me off an email, which is really easy. Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N-E. Edwards is my last name, so it's ColleenE@Nikan.com. So ColleenE@Nikan.com. So if you ever wanted to send me off an email and, you know, you just need me to call you or whatever, just fire away. And stories.
There you go. So
new
again, let me remind everyone, Colleen is not the person to call or email to ask her how the waterfall works, because she just admitted that she doesn't have a clue how it works.
No.
So those are Dave Balzer questions. Save those for the technical conference calls or the WebExes that happen once a month. So Colleen is about sales. She's here to assist us in that realm. So let's not ask her the technical questions because I'm married to a redhead and you don't like to see them get beat up, you know. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So let's not go there.
All I would say to you if you asked me about the product is I would say, I don't know about that. All I know is it works really well and you need to get some.
And real quick, one last question, Colleen. What is Christian's last name?
It's Restrepo, which is R-E-S-T-R-E-P-O. I don't even know if I pronounce it. Restrepo. Well, I love it when he says it. He's from Colombia. He's actually adorable. And he's like Restrepo. So it's R-E-S-T, like rest, and then R-E-P-O, Restrepo. Yeah, so if I was to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's just adorable. He is there to help. And I know lots of you would have spoken to him in distributor services, so you probably know him.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I've spoken to him a couple times because it's not a name that's very common. So, again, Colleen, thank you so very
You're
much.
You're very welcome, Vance. Thank you, everyone. It's so nice to be on this call and Vance, you're so kind to invite me, and anytime you need me or you want me to be back on the call, you know, I'm here. I'm always here for you guys, and I can't wait to meet you all in person.
Well, you can count on us calling on you again. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.